They think that they have power. They think they have riches. They think that they have influence, but they really only have the power that God allows them to have, and it's temporal. And they're going to face God for all of the evil deeds that they're doing. So whether it's Pfizer, whether it's the media conglomerate, or there's a whole host of different organizations, people, families working together to really take the globe into one system, which is a beast system, and it's going to serve Satan.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto Pfizer's Albert Bourla, the FDA, Mika Brzezinski, who says child sex trafficking doesn't exist, and Anderson Cooper, who's on the take pushing the bioweapon. Guys, that was my friend Charlene Bollinger, and in this one, we present the remedy to evil. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, it's no surprise to my listeners that the U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition of debasing your money. From now until the next elections, the government will just print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing: the security of your family and your future is in your hands. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. Make sure you retain the value of your wealth. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that is proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. And this month, you're able to get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. The link is below. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's always wonderful to have you back, friends, as the attack, the war against humanity wages on. And as you all know by now, Pfizer knew many vaccine recipients would likely suffer from myocarditis. You can read it in their own words. The documents are available. They are the documents that Pfizer wanted to cover up for 75 years. And I ask again, why isn't Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla in prison for premeditated murder and conspiracy to commit murder? Hashtag myocarditis Pfizer knew. Friends, I have a very important trailer and news from this man to share with you in just 1 minute, Dr. Chris Allen Shoemaker in Canada. But let me first welcome my guest, our longtime friend, Charlene Bollinger. How are you?
I am so great. It's good to be back. I've missed you and happy to be here.
Happy to have you. I want to let the world know that episode 1 of Remedy from the Truth About Vaccines went live on Wednesday, July 26th. I'm hoping as people listen to this, they can still see episode 1 for free. We'll talk about how to do that in just 1 minute. If you missed episode 1, I know you can watch episode 2 for free. But Charlene, if I may, let's just do a screen share, and I want people to see just part of this riveting trailer you guys put together, because it's going to spark a lot of conversation on my end. I have one name in particular that stands out after watching this. Guys, check it out. Here's the trailer for the film of our lifetime, Remedy.
I'm clearly one of the best investments I've ever been involved in.
Just get the damn vaccine.
What if the multi-trillion dollar pharmaceutical industry actually owned the media and government?
They're basically running every government at this point. You can see that easily if you look at any media. It's all the advertisements are big pharma.
How many programs have you seen that say sponsored by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer?
Is there a coordinated effort to weaponize fear and force compliance?
They forced them down our throats. They scared us. They scared us through social media, through the news, through TV.
Fear has been leveraged for vaccine manufacturers for decades.
The degree to which this is a coordinated effort is truly astonishing.
Has the CDC vaccine schedule been proven to be safe?
There's no way that anybody can tell you that that product is averting more problems and injuries and deaths than it's causing. You can't say that for any of the current vaccines that are on the schedule.
There has not, to my knowledge, been a study actually showing that giving all of these vaccines at the same time is safe.
Vaccines are classified for tort liability purposes as unavoidably unsafe.
Number one, U.S. is number one in number of vaccines.
number one in infant mortality. These are our children that are being killed by this industry.
We all should be anti-vaxxers at this point in time. We should all have extreme vaccine hesitancy.
That's where I wanted to pause it. My out was Dr. Peter McCullough. We should all have extreme vaccine hesitancy at this point. Charlene, I haven't told you this yet, but I just interviewed our good friend, Dr. Jim Thorpe, yesterday. He was just fired after being 44 years in the business of medicine, caring about his patients. He was fired from St. Mary's Hospital for telling the truth about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and its cause and effects on pregnant women. He was fired for telling the truth, Charlene.
Yeah, we're living in a dystopian world where truth is demonized and lies are exalted. And I think the Bible warned us about this thousands of years. What are those who call good bad and bad good exchange bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? I mean, this is what we're seeing right now. And, you know, Satan has taken subtle steps, little creepy steps that we haven't really recognized or seen. But the last 3 years, I think we're living in Satan's coming out party, where his fangs are now in our face and he's growling. And he's really angry because he's really not winning. But people that are still stuck in this dystopian media conglomerate grab coup nightmare, they're still buying the lies. I don't know how anybody cannot see right straight through their lies to the truth. And I think that most people at this point are, because they've pushed too hard. But the problem is this: they own the media. The problem is we're censored. And like, you know, the guy that you just referenced, good doctors that are telling the truth and adhering to the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, are being eradicated from their practices. And in their places are the obedient slaves to their masters that are going to push this agenda hardcore. So the question is, Sean, are we going to band together and push them back because we're way more numerous, powerful than they are? In order for tyrants to win, we have to give out over our power and we have to say, yes, I will do what you say. These mandates are not laws. And so if we come together and we stand for truth, for life, for freedom, and we don't do what they tell us to do, they can't make us do anything if we just all together say no. That's the solution.
I couldn't agree more. They need our compliance. They need it for their CBDC. They need it for their universal basic income scheme. And they need it for mandatory vaccinations, which we the people have rejected in earnest. And I would just like to note, too, that Dr. Jim Thorpe really hit the nail on the head yesterday when he quoted Isaiah chapter 28, the covenant of death. You guys should go watch that video. But these people have signed on to the covenant of death, which they bragged about in the Bible. And Jesus basically did say, woe unto them who call good evil and evil good. Charlene, these people are, I think they are in the grasp of Satan. I actually think you have that right. Because now we have LeBron James' son, an 18-year-old basketball player, suffered a cardiac arrest at basketball practice at USC. And what did CNN and Sanjay Gupta immediately do? Well, it's rare, but this does happen to thousands of athletes per year. And then they blamed, what is it, commotio cordis or cordis commotio? The same thing that they blamed on the collapse of Damar Hamlin. All these people do is lie, Charlene, as you well know.
Yeah, they're reading scripts. They're paid mockingbirds. They're liars. They're spreading propaganda to keep us duped. I mean, the gig is up. We see right through it. And, you know, it's uber viral right now on Twitter. You know, our handle is TTAV official. So I hope that everybody comes and follows us because we're super shadow banned as members of the Disinformation Dozen. Our bigger channels have been taken away. And the followers that we had, once they gave us our channel back here, it's cut to the quick. But on Twitter, myocarditis is trending. Vaccines are trending. No amnesty is trending. mRNA is trending. Vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. So, you know, people are awake and they're talking about it. And I can't even believe they're still getting away with this. This is a big coup from the fact that they have stolen the Oval Office. We've got hologram Biden in there who was not elected. And the media they control, at least the mainstream media, this is a great channel for everybody to watch. SGT, I love Sean and love watching his show, whether I'm on it or not. I get real news here. This is what we need. It's so you know, follow Sean. I'm sure most of you probably follow him on Twitter, but we need to share the information from real channels, and they can't censor us if we all come together and are telling the truth. It's a nightmare that, you know, we have put together an 8-episode series, Sean, as you know, the remedy to the sudden death syndrome that we're seeing. So we're friends with the people that put together Died Suddenly. And we've done the Truth About Vaccine series, and people understand what the vaccine is doing. And we've covered the propaganda. We did the propaganda series to help people to understand who's got the control panels, when it started, and what their agenda is. But now, with this film, it was on our hearts to, because it's so heartbreaking that our content has been hidden. Good doctors like the one you referenced are being fired for telling the truth and being heroes and saving lives. I am confident that if our content would have been out and available to the people, we wouldn't be seeing this Died Suddenly, because most people wouldn't have taken the shot knowing that there was a real risk that they would drop dead, which now we're seeing daily, people dropping dead, young boys having heart attacks, which has never happened in the history of the world. No matter what they tell us, this is not normal. And it all could have been avoided. But the good news is this: Remedy, The Truth About Vaccines presents Remedy. Remedy, this 8-part series, we get into how to reverse the damage done in the body. We get into how to take out the toxins that are causing myocarditis. This shot seems to be designed to attack the heart, to attack the brain, to attack the reproductive organs. And so they've gotten into the DNA, and they've taken the God expression that has been put into our very being, and they've twisted it. And this nanotech is creating a morphing of the DNA strands, and it's going from this God expression into what looks like a satanic addition to that. But we cover on how to get in there and reverse engineer what they've done to literally extract these poisons, these nanobots, out of your body and restore health, so you don't have to fear dying suddenly. We have people like Peter McCullough and others, Joseph Mercola, David Avocado Wolf, Bobby Kennedy, talking about the problem, but mainly the solution. So where we understand the problem, we have the solution. We can turn this around. I hope that LeBron James, their family, gets their hands on this film. So if anybody watching has the ability to get it to him, or the other celebrities we're seeing fall dead, you know, or have heart attacks or all of these things from the shots, we can help them. But we're so censored, it's hard to reach them. So that's why it's so important to go to remedy.film/SGT report, watch the trailer, sign up to watch the whole series free. And we need heroes to step up, help us save lives, and share this with everybody so that we can stop this Died Suddenly phenomenon.
Yeah, the most diabolical anti-human plan in the history of mankind, as far as I know. And guys, it went live on Wednesday, July 26th. I will leave a link below. Please remind me, as I mentioned when we watched your trailer, there was somebody in there that I want to ask you about. So more on that in just 1 second, but let me do a screen share. You mentioned Dr. Peter McCullough. I want to mention Steve Kirsch, who quoted Peter McCullough. He says, Peter McCullough just told me that his doctor friends are seeing a 40x increase in myocarditis and a 10x increase in sudden death after the COVID vaccines rolled out. The CDC says, don't worry, it's just a coincidence. Now, Steve Kirsch also provided that testimony. I believe it was in the Senate or the Congress there. I think it was in the House in Delaware, where he said that we have a control group, and the control group is the Amish folks, Amish people who do not vaccinate their children. He said, we cannot find a single instance of autism amongst the Amish. Now, with that all said, guys, I do want to play this soundbite. I don't know if we'll listen to the entire 2 minutes because I don't have Charlene for very long, but this is Dr. Chris Allen Shoemaker in Canada talking about the death sentence that myocarditis is. And again, I want to remind you, Pfizer knew. So why isn't Albert Bourla in prison for premeditated murder? Listen to this.
Myocardial injury, myocarditis as it's called, is stunningly more common than has been thought of recently. The background should normally be 1 in 1 million persons might have myocarditis. The fact is that both in the U.S. military and in studies being done in Thailand, in each setting, it is proving out to be from 17% to 24%, an average roughly in both settings of 20%, a 20% occurrence of myocarditis proven by echocardiogram and proven by thallium scan and proven by echocardiographic changes with prolongation of PR interval are occurring in 20% of persons who have been given the COVID vaccine.
20% who've taken this thing are now facing a death sentence because people with myocarditis generally die, at least half of them within 5 years. So a 20% occurrence of myocarditis proven in those who took the vax, the bioweapon masquerading as a vax, means 200,000 people per million. Guys, this is a death sentence for millions and millions of people, Charlene.
But it's so troubling. I mean, every time I see a new factoid like that, it's yeah, they knew. And you know, people are asking, people that didn't quite get it are now saying, when are we going to see justice? You know, these criminals, they need to pay for the crimes they've committed. Silk is in our film, and I did an interview with her the other night. She's really a great woman and just trying to do the right thing. So she's having conversations with Peter McCullough and others, Dr. Sherry Timpenny, which she's in the film, and Dr. Stella, a lot of people that have been persecuted and lied about too. But, you know, we put a quote graphic out there just to give people an understanding of, you know, what's in our film. But she asked a question. She said, these people are causing, and this is a total paraphrase, I don't remember exactly how she said it, but these people are causing death. They're murderers. And what do you do with murderers? You lock them up.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold, and the government is bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next elections, the government will simply print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand this type of inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments, and this month you can get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust.
And what do you do with murderers? You lock them up.
Well, that's right. Typically, in a healthy republic, but not in Banana Joe's Banana Republic. Okay, there is no more rule of law, and there is no more justice, and evidently, Albert Bourla and everybody at the FDA who fast-tracked this thing is above the law, even though they have blood on their hands. Now, I want to show you guys something because we all know we're being gaslit by the whore mockingbird mainstream media regarding the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, which they call a vaccine. It's not a vaccine at all, but that's what they call it. And they say it is safe and effective. Now, in the trailer here for Remedy is this gal. Her name is Tiffany Dover. And I just want to remind people that when she collapsed on camera at an event where they were publicizing and propagandizing about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, she basically was never seen or heard from again. And I can tell you firsthand, guys, I've looked into this. There is a death record for somebody who was born when she was born, for somebody who lived in the area where she lived, named Tiffany Dover. There's a death certificate for that person. But because we're being gaslit, we have this from NBC News. And of course, it's from Brandi Zadrozny, who threw one of my good friends under the bus for talking about chlorine dioxide. Well, Brandi says conspiracy theorists made Tiffany Dover into an anti-vaccine icon. She's finally ready to talk about it. I've watched the interview. I'm not sure that it's the same person. And, you know, Charlene, would you believe that maybe the real Tiffany Dover did actually die from the vax? I mean, all bets are off. Who knows? What are your thoughts on Tiffany Dover?
Well, I remember when it happened live. And so, yeah, we were all talking about it, never saw her. And then that thing pops up that you just showed. And we have no idea, really. I mean, AI can now replicate your voice exactly. They've had that technology for many years, and AI can replicate a person. And I've seen the videos of how they do this. So they can make someone look like somebody else where, you know, just to pivot a little bit into biblical prophecy, the Lord told us in Revelation that, you know, in the end, that there will be many signs and wonders and many will be deceived, and talking about what that looks like, you know, and wondering, well, how could they deceive so many people? Well, now you've got the tech hologram. And I think that they kind of dropped that in our faces in Spider-Man 2, I think, the recent Spider-Man. It's been maybe 5 years. I don't know when that was released, but with that, I don't remember the main actor, his name, but The holograms, the projections of images, and it's all fake, but people will believe it because it looks so real. Did you see that Spider-Man, Sean? The one that I'm talking about?
You know, I saw the original with Tobey Maguire, and then I just signed off because they just keep remaking the same stupid movies. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, but this one is almost like in our face what they're going to be able to do. And eventually, I mean, they could put some holograms out there, you know, the fake space invasion of Operation Blue Beam, that kind of thing. They can project just about anything outside. You can look out and there's a big spaceship, but it's not really there. It's a projection. So when I learned about this, it was after I watched that Spider-Man, and immediately I thought, oh my goodness, that whole movie was about this. And so if nothing else, to watch it for that reason, Sean, I think that you would really be shocked, because Hollywood loves to put this stuff, you know, the people that are doing this put it through the movies in our faces, and it's almost a mockery. But I don't know what to think, honestly. We have to question everything, because they have the tech to deceive us in so many different ways. They can fake our voice, our images, so we don't know what we're really looking at, even if it's right before our eyes. And remember the Avengers, you may not have watched it, but you know, our children love those movies. It was a lot of fun, and we talked about good principles. But there was, I don't know if it was the Age of Ultron, but they always leave spoiler alert, like a little teaser at the end for the next movie to come. But they had Scarlet Witch, which I cannot stand the name because we know what a witch is. And then her brother, and the guy says, a little teaser was something to the effect where they said, the miracles will be the next thing of how we control. The world won't believe what's coming, you know, and the Scarlet Witch had these powers and the brother had these powers. It was like the beast system that we see in Revelation. So it's almost as if we're being prepped for some kind of really evil coup of the entire globe. And I think that's where we're being funneled. And we're just fighting to bring the truth that brings life to people, to help them to stop dying or losing their relatives, and so much terror and pain and sadness that these criminals are doing against humanity, these crimes against humanity. And we've got four children and we want to hand down a future to them. But ultimately God is on the throne, and the people that are committing these crimes that people think they're getting away with it, they're really not, because they're going to face a holy God. And we may not see in this lifetime justice, but justice is coming 100%. We have to just continue to put our faith and trust in the Lord. He is sovereign. He is good. He only does that which is good and that which is right. But we must work. We can't sit back and expect God to do it, because if we don't work, Sean, he's going to pass us over and he's going to use somebody else, because his will is going to be done. And he's got some superheroes, and we need these superheroes to join us.
Yeah. And as I said to Dr. Jim Thorpe yesterday, actually, I guess I was on Tenpenny's show, and I said, may God give us the courage to wield his mighty sword of truth, because that is what we wield in this battle. It is a war, and we are winning because we have truth and God on our side. And let me just say one more thing about movies. Maybe I should watch the movies you mentioned there, because I do know that The Matrix and the Hostel series of movies basically tell us how these people view humanity. And in the Hostel series of movies, they traffic in human beings, and they torture and murder human beings. And I've always said that is a fictionalized documentary. It's basically a documentary masquerading as fiction. And then the Matrix series of movies, the Matrix in the original, humans are batteries. Well, look at the patents that we're discovering for this bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Guys, you can dig into luciferase and so many other really sick, eye-opening patents. And I think in the interest of time, before we say our goodbyes here to Charlene, I do want to share that passage, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 14. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people, because ye have said, we've made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made our lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hid ourselves. Charlene, these people have made a covenant with Satan himself, and they think they will be protected. That is not the case.
Yeah, they won't be protected. Satan is a deceiver and has them deceived, and their day is coming. And, you know, the Bible also says, and I don't remember exactly where, but it's in the Psalms where, it may be close to Psalm 1, but the nations of the world are in an uproar. Why are they, the nations, going against God? And then it goes on to say something like, you know, God looks down and he laughs at them. And they're like little grasshoppers hopping around. And in a moment, he's just going to blow and they're going to be blown away. And so they think that they have power. They think they have riches. They think that they have influence, but they really only have the power that God allows them to have, and it's temporal. And they're going to face God for all of the evil deeds that they're doing. So whether it's Pfizer, whether it's the media conglomerate, or, you know, there's a whole host of different organizations, people, families working together to really take the globe into one system, which is a beast system, and it's going to serve Satan. But he's already been defeated at the cross. He knows his time is near. And so he's working and roaring around like a lion to deceive whoever he can to funnel into this beast system, because his goal is to take as many to hell with him as possible. So the most important message we have, the remedy, talks about the remedy for COVID, the COVID shot specifically, and we could turn that around. But what good is that if you die and you perish for eternity? So the real remedy ultimately is Jesus Christ. There is one savior provided between God and man, and that is the savior, Jesus Christ, one mediator. And there is one name above all names. There's one name that we are called to put our trust in, and that's Jesus Christ. He came, he was born from the Virgin Mary of the Holy Spirit. He lived the perfect life, never once sinned. He fulfilled the law, and then he gave his life and his righteousness to us at the cross, where God came down and punished our sin on him. And he was buried, and he rose 3 days later, and he 40 days later ascended into heaven. And he's now creating our eternal homes, which is so amazing when you think about that. And he is ever living to intercede for us. He's praying for us. He's providing for us, his people. And so I just encourage the viewer to just ask God to reveal to you who he is. And that's a great question. Like, who are you? Show me. Open the Bible and read it. See what God says to you. Start in the book of John. There's four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John's just a really great place to start. It talks about how Jesus was God, and it goes through his journey on the earth. And God is faithful. Ask who he is, and he's going to show you.
Yeah, I love that. And he will. He will reveal himself and his miracles to you, friends. You just need to get back in tune with the Lord Jesus Christ and pray. Pray for guidance. Pray for clarity. Pray for wisdom. Because the people who are aligned against us, they have made a deal with the devil. They truly have signed on to the covenant of death, and they've traded their souls for the wealth and riches and power of this world, which is as tangible as the sands in an hourglass. They're fools, and they are deluded. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to look at the website, Remedy. It went live on Wednesday, July 26th, episode 1. How do people get it for free, Charlene? And then what, episode 2 hits on what, Thursday night, Friday?
Yes, they're going to do one episode a night. So just go to remedy.film/SGT report. That's where you'll find this page that we're looking at. So in the middle is the trailer. So you just watch the trailer. It's 4 minutes long. And right there where you see, put your name and your best email in. And I encourage you also to put your cell phone number. We never spam. We barely send texts, really. We only send them to give you links to watch free. And they have been getting into people's emails. This is so crazy how censored we are. But put your email in there. We never share with anybody. We only use the email to deliver to you our life-saving content that they're trying to hide from you. So sign up. We'll send you the links to watch free. We want you to share with everybody. You can watch a new episode each night. Right now, we're still streaming episode 1 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to click the switch and give you episode 2. It's all free. Please share it while it's streaming free. We're going to share all 8 episodes one at a time. Sign up, watch free, and be somebody's hero and share it, because you never know whose life you're going to save. That's how powerful this film is. It's the most important film of our lifetime, and you cannot miss it.
All right, guys, the link is below. A longtime friend of the broadcast, and I know a friend to humanity, Charlene Bollinger, has been our guest. Charlene, thank you. God bless you, and keep in touch.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. My pleasure. Glad to have you on, my friend. And I'll remind all of you listening for free every single day, check us out for free. Can't hurt you. In fact, it can only help you. The antidote to corporate propaganda can be found at sgtreport.com. May God bless you and your family, friends. Bye-bye.
It's a complete lie. Everything, you know, Dr. Sanjay Gupta is doing is He's complying, I suspect, with the large amount of money that they've received to protect the military medical industrial complex and to continue the false lie, the covenant of death with the vaccine.